For a historical perspective on the numbers, we turn to Robert Lichter, director of the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
You have data on the same time frame as the Pew study for the previous three presidents. Are the numbers negative?
All three presidents who were going to run for re-election the next year had pretty negative press in that preseason period. George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton all had roughly 2-to-1 margins of bad press to good press coming up toward the primary period of election year.
2-to-1 is bad, but not as bad as Obama's 4-to-1. But we need to keep in mind that your methodology was entirely different from Pew's. For instance, you left out anything that had to do with the horse race. How come?
Information about the horse race is kind of a prediction. But when we talk about good press or bad press, we're talking about evaluations of whether a candidate is valuable, not just whether he's politically viable. Any time a candidate breaks out of the pack and does well in the polls, he or she is going to get a lot of good press. And of course, that's happened one at a time to some of the Republican candidates. It's also true that candidate Obama has gotten a lot of good press for all the money he's raising, for his campaign organization. So viewed as a presidential candidate, I think he would come out better than viewed as a president overall.
Now, your sample size is limited only to ABC, NBC, and CBS, whereas the number of news outlets Pew surveyed was orders of magnitude larger.
Nobody has ever looked at remotely as many media outlets as Pew is doing. My hat is off to them. It's still the case that in presidential elections, the broadcast networks are still very important. 4 years ago, what Katie Couric had to say was more important than any of the 11,000 other news outlets that were out there.
But even if we take it out of the election context, and I'm going to point you to another study that your Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University did in 2010, where you measured the three networks' coverage of the presidents in their first 7 months in office. And we're talking about Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and also Obama on Fox. And you found that in those first 7 months, Ronald Reagan got 37% positive, Bill Clinton 34, George W. Bush 37, Barack Obama 35, and Obama on Fox 27.
Presidents used to get a honeymoon when they came into office. That had stopped for the last couple of decades. The first time a new president got a honeymoon in the last 25 years was Barack Obama. He got tremendous coverage as a presidential candidate, which everybody knows. That carried over into his first 100 days. But after that, he started getting treated like any other president, which is to say, badly.
The media in general just don't like presidents, do they?
To get balanced press is a triumph for presidents.
Your findings have been frequently cited by groups that have criticized the media for its liberal bias. Do you see one here?
It's hard to say that there's a liberal bias when Barack Obama is getting overwhelmingly negative coverage. Presidents come in with high hopes, and he pushed the hopes higher than most, but then they just become presidents, and they get beat up by the press.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. My pleasure.
Robert Lichter is the director of the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.